Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly health news podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. According to a new study out of the University of Rochester, money, good looks, and fame is not a sure ticket to happiness. The study followed 147 college graduates from the time they graduated until 1 year later. At the end of the year, they evaluated what extrinsic goals, money, fame, and image they achieved, and how those affected their well-being. Then they focused on college grads whose goals were more intrinsic, personal growth, enduring relationships, and community service. They found those grads that focused on internal goals had greater life satisfaction, well-being, and happiness. The researchers' advice for this year's crop of college graduates? Keep the extrinsic goals in balance with the intrinsic goals. And if you are planning to do a lot of barbecuing this summer, this next story will be of special interest to you. A recent study out of the Duke University Nursing School shows eating meat that's charred or well done raises the risk of developing pancreatic cancer. Although overcooked red meat and foods such as hot dogs are very high on the cancer-causing list, the same applies to chicken, fish, and pork. When you overcook foods at high temperature, the muscle protein breaks down and creates a cancer-causing substance which can damage our genetic material, or DNA. Unlike meats and proteins, fruits and vegetables are much safer to eat when grilled and also taste great. Experts recommend that you cook all food on the grill at a low temperature and remember to flip the food frequently. High-fat foods that drip and cause excess smoke and flare-ups are the most unhealthiest and should be avoided. They also recommend raising the food rack high off the direct heat. And when I come back, we'll take a look at whether fast food is making your kids stupid and if people are actually following a healthy lifestyle.
Are you a weekend warrior? With summer upon us, many will engage in working in the garden, playing softball, going mountain biking, or just running more. Is your body prepared for the extra stress? We want you to have a happy, fun-filled, injury-free summer. Take the first step to having your best summer ever. Call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515. Now back to the news.
A study performed by Vanderbilt University examined the diets and test performance scores of 5,000 kids aged 10 and 11. Children that ate fast food between 4 and 6 times per week scored almost 7 points below the norm. Children that ate fast food once a day saw their test scores down by 16 points when compared to norm. Children that ate fast food 3 times a day saw their test scores drop by a full 19 points. As the author of the article writes, obese and unintelligent is hardly a legacy our children deserve. At Health News, we would like to see the test scores of the parents that allow their kids to eat this much fast food. And for our last story, investigators from the Department of Family Medicine compared the results of two very large studies from 1988 to 1994 and from 2001 to 2006 to see if more or less people are currently following a healthy lifestyle pattern. A healthy lifestyle is defined as one which includes proper diet and exercise, maintaining a healthy weight, and avoidance of cigarettes, tobacco, and alcohol. Despite the well-known benefits of following a healthy lifestyle, it appears the number of people following this pattern is declining. Body mass index above 30 has actually increased from 28% of the population to 36%. Physical activity has decreased from 53% to 43% of the population. Smoking rates have not changed at all in 18 years, and the number of people eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables each day has decreased from 42% to only 26%. On the other hand, alcohol consumption has increased from 40% to 51%. The numbers of people that actually follow all aspects of a healthy lifestyle has decreased from 15% to a measly 8%. The study concluded that people with cardiovascular disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, or risk factors for those conditions, were no more likely to adhere to a healthy lifestyle pattern than people without such risks. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. The feet account for 1/4 of all the human body's bones. You may not give your feet much thought, but they are home to more bones than any other part of your body. How many? Of the 200 or so bones in your body, the feet contain a whopping 52 of them. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell.
The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.